The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Scientists have observed only a small number of the world's more than 3,600 snake species actually catching prey in the wild. And many experts have long assumed that the reptiles are solitary hunters. Now, a study by University of Tennessee researchers provides the first evidence that some snakes hunt in groups. While investigating the behavior of Cuban boas, researchers noticed that the snakes often hang together from the ceiling around the entrance of bat caves. Apparently coordinating their positions with one another, the boas form a barrier that prevents some of the bats from exiting the cave without being snared by the snakes, which can grow as long as 9 feet. Visual observations suggested that most bats were able to avoid flying near boas when there were one or two boas present. But with three or more boas present, the bats had to fly either within striking distance from one of them, often colliding with the boas, or very low above the passage floor. It is possible that coordinated hunting is not uncommon among snakes, but it will take a lot of patient field research to find out.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.